Today's scripture is Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Amen.
The title of this message is The Passageway of Thought. If you know how the passage of thought is working, then you can receive lots of grace. You can see whether you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit clearly. If you have the truth in your heart, you can have a thought of truth. If you have untruth in your heart, then you will have the thought of untruth. As you saw in Mommy magazine, she used to have untruth in her heart. So that untruth came out into action. Depending on what you have in your heart, you may have thought of untruth or thought of truth. So when you have a thought of untruth, the enemy, devil, and Satan works outside, and Satan may control you. And when you accept the thought, if you don't cut it off but accept it, then you may think the thought belongs to you. Actually, you have the thought. However, the voice of the Holy Spirit comes from inside our heart. So, even when you have a flashing thought, you have to correctly understand where the thought comes. Then if it is a thought of the flesh, then you have to cut it off and cut it out. Once you become a man of spirit, since you cast off all the untruth, you will not have any thought of the flesh, and it cannot work in your heart. So, you have to diligently get rid of untruth from your heart, and you have to fill your heart with the knowledge of spirit as you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you have untruth in your heart, the Satan will inside you, outside, and you may think what you think is right. Spirit is the heart seeking for God. In other words, it is the heart of truth. A soul is like retrieving the knowledge and the memory which is held in your memory device. Even in the same situation, some people receive it with good feeling, others take it as pain. So even in the same situation, some people take it like, a sad moment. And that the fact that has been input with your feeling works through the works of the soul. Now, you have to change this untruth into truth. For example, when you listen to the story of demons or evil spirits, then you fear them. So later on, when you watch a horror movie, then you feel, terrified. While I was preparing this message, I was sorry to Pastor Mi Young Lee, because when I was a kid, the senior pastor and my mother went to church, and we sisters, got to sleep together, right? So there was a moment we couldn't sleep well. So and then one of us, woke up, and then Pastor Mi Young Lee always asked me, do not talk about scary story, okay? And I said, okay, I will tell you a funny story. But sometimes, I talk about, horror story, terrifying story. It begins with a happy story, but later on it becomes a story of demons. You know what? Then Pastor Mi Young Lee couldn't sleep. Later on, she put the Bible on her heart and she fell asleep. So, so you have to be very careful, because even such a thing can be put into your heart with the bad feelings, okay? So, but once you know the spiritual realm, once you are children of God, then you can see, you will figure out that you have nothing to do with them. Then you can get rid of that thought, okay? You try to erase the thought, but the thought will come up again and again. If you stop to express it, it will spring up. But once you know the spiritual knowledge, and once you know the spiritual realm, and once you know how the blessing you can receive, then you can just drive away. So if you know the identity of the evil spirit, then you will not fear them again. So if you have input untruth into your heart with the feeling, then you have to convert it with the good feeling. Or if it was painful, then you have to change the feeling so that such a thought can come out through the passageway. So you have to diligently convert the untruth into truth. And you have to fill your heart with the spiritual thought, which is thought of God. In order to do that, first, you have to convert fleshly thought into spiritual thought. You have to see whether your thought is a spiritual thought, whether Father God is pleased with it. If it is not, then you have to figure out where that fleshly thought came up. From moment by moment, a certain thought may come up, then you have to change it quickly into spiritual thought. Let's say two people were faithful, they pray fervently. You know, they were so hard. Now, both of them didn't enter rock of faith. Depending on who have more thought of goodness, someone could get into the rock of faith, the other cannot. So you have to find untruth all the time and get rid of it. You know, as they listen to the message, they try to find out what was wrong with them. But that's what you got to do. You have to find evilness from the words that you spoke, and you have to change them as well. So even though they are a trivial thing, you have to change the feeling of them into the thought of goodness, the thought that Father God is pleased with. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 says, "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." Senior pastor, when he was a child, he always saved it because, he always wants to spare it and then enjoy it later. Now, that snack was gone. Because senior pastor saved it and spared it, senior pastor had an idea that who might took it. However, even though, senior pastor didn't take it away, he was wrongfully accused by, his mother. And because, his snack, his favorite snack was gone, he was crying. But because he was crying, he was scolded by mother. So the senior pastor said he cried all overnight. Now, when we are wrongfully accused, when we cry all overnight, then we usually think, how could she do that to me? She's so evil. But senior pastor didn't think that way. He thought, even though he was a child, I will never judge. I will not wrongfully accuse anyone. That's what he thought when he was a child. When some people who are very close to us say something, then we may believe them. But however, senior pastor doesn't do that. Senior pastor keeps silent. Senior pastor remembers it and confirms it, whether what they said was true or not. So that, nobody could be wrongfully accused. Why? Because even from when he was a child, he had a thought that he would never accuse someone wrongfully. He would never judge others. When you, grew up with such judgment and condemnation, then you would grow up with such an evil heart. But you know what? He made up his mind not to judge or condemn anyone.
Now,
So, you have to remember whether you have this kind of incident, like, you know, judging and condemning others easily. Let's say, I visited many members, right? You know what? And then, as I keep visiting some members, you know, the group leaders or district leaders, they became gloomy and gloomier and gloomier. Why? Because when we make a visit to our members, and whenever they have problems, you know, those, you know, district leaders and cell leaders also became, you know, sad in their heart, and they put such a situation in their heart, and they feel, you know, gloomy. Now, who is the one who hears the saddest, most sorrowful stories? The senior pastor. Now, someone repents, someone says something. Now, then we usually remember what they say, right? And we usually help them by prayers. Now, what is interesting is Pastor Sujin Lee and the senior pastor forget what they heard. No, even though, you know, when they pray for others, you know, they pray with tears diligently. You know, all kinds of evil and untruth in their heart, and, you know, until, you know, they repent, you know, and the senior pastor always, you know, prays for them. But once he's finishing the prayer, you know, he doesn't remember what they said. And he rather try to, you know, embrace them with love until they change. Depending on what you plant in your heart, whether you plant truth or whether you plant untruth, whether you planted weakness of others or whether you planted the goodness of others, you may think of something, you know, differently later on. You have to remember good things, beautiful things, naturally. If it is something sad, you may listen to them while you are counseling others, but you have to erase it. But you have to try to remember only the good things in your heart. Even if you have spiritual knowledge quite a lot, it does not mean you can have a lot of, you know, spiritual thought. To the extent that you have cultivated your heart into spirit, you can have much, you know, spiritual thought. Let's say there is someone who has nothing to do with you. Now, he insulted you right before others. Now, right on the moment, you may feel ashamed, you may feel shy. Then it means you have the feeling and thought of untruth in your heart. However, those who have the knowledge of truth will come up with a spiritual thought out of gentleness and peace and mercy, even though he is, you know, seriously insulted before others. He may think, I will not discomfort his heart. How can I, you know, soothe his heart? I have to give the good answer that can, you know, touch his heart. He doesn't think, oh, it's so shy. It's so embarrassing. How can you insult me like this? He doesn't think like that. He rather thinks, how can I soothe his heart? How can I touch his heart? How can I move his heart? So how can I, you know, solve the problem in your heart? He doesn't feel bad about him. He rather pities him because he gives out in evilness out of his heart. Now, put yourself into that situation. Do you think, I have to pray for him more? Or, how can you say that to me? You have to see which category you fall into. Or you may think, okay, I can suppress it. I can be patient. Well, no, I can, you know, I can endure it. But I have to teach him how wrong he is. You may have, you know, hot temper, but you may suppress it. But you know what? While you're trying to teach him, the voice will be raised up. Hot temper will come out. Romans 8 verse 7 says, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. While I was, studying senior pastor's messages, I happened to listen to the words of flesh and the words of spirit. Wow. I should speak the words of spirit. It would be so good if I can. Now, I met many situations that so that I could practice myself to speaking of speaking the words of goodness. There are moments that someone is so evil that I have to teach them. But since I have if I have goodness and warm heart, then I can speak only the words of goodness so that he can understand. Fleshly words, words of flesh, hurts others' heart. It's incomplete. It is not complete. If you have flesh inside your heart, you speak the words of flesh. You will speak harsh language. You will alienating people. You will speak lies. But you don't know what you're saying. Some people grow up like that. Some people speak negative words. Sometimes give wrong answers all the time. There are people who always give wrong answers. Some people, good at, giving jokes. Those who speak the words of untruth cannot acknowledge them unless others point them. Because even though when they are pointed, they are good at making an excuse. So there was a man in my parish that he used to raise his voice quite a lot during the conversation. But he always says, I had a beautiful conversation. So I advised him, well, next time when you have a conversation, try to lower your volume. Try to lower your voice. Those who come to spirit speaks beautiful language. They speak others' good things. They try to yield. They speak the words of, they speak in a positive language. They always speak the words of goodness. They don't misunderstand others. They always interpret others' saying into goodness. No matter what you hear, if you can interpret into goodness, and how good and how wonderful it would be. If you think, even if someone speaks harsh language, you may think, there must be a reason he may speak like that. So good, right? Hosea chapter 10 verse 12 says, sow with the view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. We couldn't speak the words of goodness, words, positive words. But now, we have strength. And we have to. We have to plant those things into our heart with the good feelings. Father God, I want to have more fleshly thought. I want to have thoughts of goodness. No matter when I plant it, I would like to get rid of this fleshly untruth, fleshly thought. From 5 to 12, people's identity is established. They grow up. Now from 12 to 18, this identity is firmly established. I think Father God trained the senior pastor quite differently. Many people plant untruth within this firm identity. They spend 20s and 30s and 40s. Now, as you pray, you have to remember what you have planted, what you sow, at your five, when you're five or when you're ten. Well, senior pastor grew up, I think, in the providence of Father God. He read the good stories of the great people. Whenever he was told, he was taught by his father, he always remembered. And he tried to keep promise with himself. However, when he was in 20s, things didn't go well. And then, his pride was hurt. In his 20s, whatever he did, things were not prosperous. He thought people didn't recognize him. He lost his hope. He was not confident. But there was hope. He had a hope of survivor. There was no hope for being healed. Before he had two daughters. He had no hope. But once he had no hope, once he had two daughters, he started to think that I have to look up to my two daughters until I leave. He got rid of arrogance and pride. He went to nothing. That's how Father God led senior pastor. He broke everything that he planted inside his heart. The love that he knew was nothing. He was neglected. He was ignored. Then he met God. All his heart and thought went to God. Father God was the only love. He wanted to give love, but there was nobody who could receive his love. But once he met God, who was full of love, he wanted to know how to understand Father God, how to give him more love, how to receive more love. He was so thankful for the grace of God. There was no place for him to listen to so many messages of grace. So whenever he saw the posters of revival meeting, he always attended that revival meeting. He tried to listen to the word of God. He always read the Bible. He always went to mountain to pray. Why? Because he could listen to the message of God day and night once he goes to mountain prayer. Well, when he was in the church, he couldn't cry in his prayer. But when he went to mountain prayer center, he could cry out. So that was the moment that he could understand Father God's will and heart. He practiced what he heard. He listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit. He was able to come into spirit. Now, because of him, we have to go to mountain prayer? And do we have to attend revival meeting? No. We have three messages every week. And the senior pastor has done that for the last 30 years. You can listen to his messages on the internet, or you can buy cassette tapes. If you listen to three messages a week for a year, senior pastor said that you can easily come into spirit. He mentioned about it in 1990s and 2000s. We didn't obey, though. Now, we have to remember what he said, and we have to arm such a word into our heart, not as knowledge. We have to change ourselves like that. In his 20s, he put everything that he got down to nothing. Now that, we have to do that. We have to deny ourselves. We have to remove untruths from our heart, and we have to come into the will and word of God. That's what we got to do. We have to completely empty ourselves, just as senior pastor did after he met God. We also have to remove untruths from our heart. If you have uncomfortable feeling, if you have uncomfortable environment, then the fault lies with you. It's not because someone did something wrong. It's because you didn't understand it. It's because you didn't have good feelings about him. If you change your feelings into good feelings, then you will not think like that. How can you do that to me? You may judge and condemn him if you have untruth in your heart. But if you put yourself into his shoes and understand his situation, you may think differently. You have to go back to that situation. And you have to look back. You have to try to understand him. You have to change your mind like this. You have to see what kind of an attitude you had when you had the fleshly thought, and you have to change it. Say, someone borrowed money from you, but he didn't pay it back. Then you may say, whenever you saw him, you may think, how can you not pay him back, pay me back? But you have to, you know, think like this. Well, Father God, you know, told me to not borrow or lend money to, you know, brothers in the faith. You have to pray and you have to repent. Father God, I disobeyed word of Father God. I disobeyed word of senior pastor. Please forgive me. You have to repent like this. And when you meet him who borrowed money from you, you have to think, he must be so sorry. Instead of thinking, how can he dine out without paying me back? Instead, you have to think, how sorry he must be. There must be a reason that he cannot pay me back. While I was, you know, studying the messages, I was reminded of the messages that the senior pastor delivered. Senior pastor saved a lot every week and gave offerings to Father God and saved money to, you know, give the money to the needy people. But one week, you know, he believed that, you know, Father God, you know, would, you know, bless him to, you know, give the money. But he later figured out that someone stole the money. But he always think of other situation. So for that soul, he prayed. How difficult his situation must be. If I knew, I would help him. Why didn't he tell me? There must be a reason that he took this money from my account. But he has to repent before God. He had this kind of thought in his heart. If he had even a little bit of fleshly thought, he had ill feelings because he saved money so diligently to help others. He might have thought, how could he steal that money that I saved? But instead, he thought, if I had known that he was in such difficulty, I would have helped him. Later on, Father God blessed him with the money through the people who lived in other countries. We have witnessed the senior pastor like this all the time. So instead of thinking, now how could he do that to me? Instead, he must have the reason to do that. If it is something that has something to do with flesh and untruth, you have to change it. You may think you feel tired during the Daniel prayer meeting. Then you have to think, no, I have to pray even more fervently. But if you think like, oh, okay, I'm so tired. Why? I had so many works that I did today. So that's why I'm so tired. Okay, I think it's time to take a break. Well, instead, you have to think the original voice the senior pastor gave out is inside this sanctuary. And this is the moment that I will receive the grace from Father God. Then I have to pray more fervently, and I have to overcome my limit. Then I have to receive strength from Father God. You have to have this kind of spiritual thought. Then it is your blessed day. You cannot give prayers in the best condition all the time. What I'm thankful is, during the Daniel prayer meeting, every day, people repent every day. I listen to such testimonies quite a lot. A deaconess came to me and said, she used to, say, Pastor, I would like to pray so fervently, but I cannot pray like that. But you know what? She said, from the first day of January, my prayer has changed. I think it is not I that prays. Some strange strength is given to me when I pray.
We heard in December 25th in 2010, we know how senior pastor prayed to Father God. We know that the space of spirit opened and we were forgiven. Now, when he prayed again last year, we were given strength to come into spirit and all spirit. So, when you face limit, instead of coming up with the fleshly thought, you have to come up with spiritual thought and you have to overcome the limit. Once you overcome the limit, in any given situation, you will not feel tired. Especially, there is original voice the senior pastor gave out in this century. Then you will have hope that you can overcome the limit. Now, the second, you have to practice yourself to put yourself into others' shoes. And you have to understand others' heart. In order to advance to a higher level of faith, you have to have this kind of practice. You should be able to put yourself into anybody's shoes, no matter what they are. You have to feel sadness and sorrow together. It is the goodness that Father God recognizes. Even if someone gives you a hard time, you should be able to understand his situation. Put yourself into his shoes. You are so thankful to those who help you and who gives you strength. There are people, you know, who help you a lot, then you may pray for them quite a lot to come into spirit and whole spirit. However, even if there are some people who do not help you, you should be able to pray for them even more fervently. Even though he speak ill of you, you should understand their hearts, how hard he must feel now. How can I help them? How can I be with them? You gotta have that kind of heart. If you had grown up like this when you were a kid, then you would be able to think like this in any time nowadays. Even though it is obvious that they did something wrong, then you will think, there must be a reason that he did that. If you consider others, I mean, instead of considering others, we grew up to seek for our own benefit. Now, we have to change it. We have to understand them. We have to serve them. We have to wait for them. You are so desperate to come into spirit and the whole spirit, right? With that desperate heart, you have to pray for others. You have to serve others. Now, their husband and wife, they have completely different characteristics. But they have to help each other. Now, if one side sticks to their own idea, then they may argue. Let's say, someone does not like, you know, salty food. So wife thinks, you know, salty food is not good for health. You know, my husband should not eat, you know, salty food. But you know what? Husband thinks, you know, if it is not salty and it's not tasty. Well, you have to understand others. Even though you don't like salty food, you have to put some more salt thinking of your husband. That's the way of serving others. If you think, well, it is not good for my husband's health, I should not put more salt in it, it is not serving others. Unless someone told me like this, you know, she didn't like, you know, preparing a breakfast for her husband early in the morning. She used to thought, you know, even if I give, you know, cold, you know, rice and, you know, cold noodle, you know, he might, you know, take it easy. But later on, she regretted. Why didn't I serve him with warm rice and warm soup? Now, she changed. She serves like that. Now, she changed. She remembers what her husband likes. And she serves what he likes.
Now, her husband is skinny. And then she thought to herself, it's all because of me, you know. If I served him right, you know, he would not be so skinny like that. She's so sorry now. She used to think only her situation. So she didn't like the idea, you know, serving her husband with warm rice and stuff because, you know, she has to work early in the morning. But now, she understands what her husband likes. Now she serves him with what he likes. Then she realized that since I didn't understand my husband well, my husband had a hard time with me. When you argue, it becomes argument because you raise your voice, not understanding others. You have to lower your voice, try to understand others' viewpoint, and try to change your thought. You have to remember, when he didn't share the same idea with mine, you know, I raised my voice, but I should not do that anymore. I have to understand his heart. And when you change up your mind, when you change your mind like this, nowadays, you know, you pray so fervently during the Daniel prayer meeting. Father God, I didn't understand others' heart, but I would like to understand others' heart. Well, someone came to me and she said, Pastor, nowadays I pray so many tears every day. But you know what? Even though I repented with tears, when I tried to practice what I realized, I couldn't. And, you know, I'm so sorry because I've been doing it for the last 10 years. I didn't change. But now, she said, she can change herself. In your everyday life, you have to remember how you prayed. And you have to change yourself to put yourself into other shoes and understand others' viewpoint. And whenever you speak word, you have to think whether what you speak becomes, you know, goodness into whether, you know, others can understand, whether others can accept what you speak. Now there was someone who used to like to give. There was someone beside her. She always took. Now, the first lady didn't feel good about giving everything to her. Then she tried to change her thought. During the prayer, she realized how someone that, you know, she used to give grew up in her situation. Once she understands how, you know, she grew up when she was a kid, she changed her mind, and she was pleased to give everything to her. When she changed like this, her friend also changed. She came to pray like this. Now, Father God, thank you so much because I can give everything I have now to her. Now, thank you because she can accept whatever I give her. And she accepts whatever I give with thanks. Thank you, Father. You have to understand people's heart around you. You have to take care of them with the heart of Father God, with the heart of the Lord. Last time, Pastor Sujin Lee delivered the message under the title of, Can You Take the Cross? You should be able to take the cross, your cross. You should be, you know, strong enough to take your cross. Then you should be able to take the cross of your brothers in faith.
Then you should be able to take the cross of the shepherd, of the Lord, and of our Father God. To come into Spirit and Holy Spirit is to take the cross of our Lord and of the shepherd. When, you know, God's blessing and answer came to senior pastor, you know, he always gives glory to Father God, right? Then you also can give glory to Father God. So just as, you know, our shepherds, you know, understand others' heart, you should be able to take care of others with his heart. Right now, Holy Spirit is moving your heart so that you can take the cross of the shepherd. When senior pastor sees those who commit the deeds of the flesh, he doesn't see those and he doesn't think he committed the deeds of the flesh. He has this small little faith. He doesn't think like that. He believed them. He waited for them until they change. We gotta have that kind of heart. You should have hope for them, just as our senior pastor has hopes for them and waits for them. Since the senior pastor has waited for us, we are here after passing the rock of faith and entering Spirit and Holy Spirit. You have to remember this, and you have to think of other situation than your own situation. Senior pastor doesn't worry about his own thing. He always worries about our members. He takes care of our members with the eyes of love. Now we have to be like that. We have to come with such love. When we see some workers who do not work diligently, don't you think, well, he's supposed to work hard. Well, that's what he gotta do, but why doesn't he do that? Instead, you should be able to think he must have reason that he cannot work like that. Let's say there are three cell leaders. Now, always, there are cell leaders who works like cell leader. The second cell leader works like sub-district leader. Now, there is another cell leader who does not work like ordinary cell leader. You have to look at them with the same viewpoint. When you see a pastor, when you see a cell leader who doesn't work like that, then you have to think, when he makes an effort to work, then you should be pleased and you should praise him. Wow, you come to this meeting? I'm so pleased. You should be able to praise him. If he didn't use to write a weekly report, but he came now today to write a weekly report, then you have to praise him. Instead of thinking, you know, why didn't he write in the weekly report in every week? If you judge and condemn others easily like that, if you don't understand others' heart, they will not change. When you look at your member, parish members, cell members, when you look at, you know, when you take care of, you know, district members, you have to take care of them with the more serving heart, understanding their hearts, understand their situation. And you have to understand how they are making effort, and you have to praise what they are good at. If you want to understand others' heart, you have to put yourself into their shoes, and you have to think their situation in goodness all the time. And you have to practice all the time whether you speak the words of goodness, whether you have the heart of goodness all the time inside your heart. Okay? You have to pray all the time with tears, and you have to put it into practice. Now, once you make up your mind to practice it, nowadays it is possible to put it into practice. But you have to, you should not stop here. You have to keep making an effort until it becomes your habit. You know, I used to be, you know, like that. When I prayed, when I have some thought, I stopped. Okay, now, what should I say? What should I speak? What kind of words can give more grace to others? I, you know, think of a one situation. And I think of many, many different situations. Now, in any given situation, what should I speak? In order to find the right answer, I prayed quite fervently during the Daniel prayer meeting. What is the wise words that I have to speak? I became a writer. I became a screenwriter. No? What is the best sentence that I have to speak? Well, you have to do this in every day of your life. You have to practice. Not only in the Daniel prayer meeting, but also in your everyday life. You have to think, you have to think. What kind of language you have to speak, what kind of heart, what kind of thought you have, got to have. Oh, I made a mistake even though I prayed, you know, last night. Well, you should be thankful even though you made a mistake. Father God, thank you. I made a mistake, but I just realized right after I made a mistake. Thank you for making me realize. I will pray for this. Now, tomorrow, I will not make the same mistake again. Well, I think, I believe that you feel that those things are, you know, coming out of your mind in such a, you know, fleshly thought. Since the original voice is, you know, around you, you know, many people say to me, Pastor, you know, I used to fall asleep during the Daniel prayer meeting. But you know what? Nowadays, I pray with tears. I don't fall asleep. Now, even those who fall asleep easily during the Daniel prayer meeting, they pray so fervently. You know what? No, I don't like them. You know, I don't like him. How can I avoid him? Nowadays, he thinks like, okay, if I meet him, I have to greet him, and how can I speak a good words? During the Daniel prayer meeting, you have to imagine what you gotta do in any given situation. When you are short of, when you fall behind the standard, you are disappointed of yourself. Now, you have to, let's say, there is a cell leaders who have to, who has to visit, you know, 5 families a day, but he visited just 3 families a day. Instead of, you know, pointing him, you have to remember he visited 3 families and you have to praise him so that he can be strengthened. You have to wait even though others still have fleshly thought. You have to pray and help until they can get rid of such, you know, fleshly thought. There are many, many different kinds of people in different levels of faith. You have to take care of them. You have to sometimes stretch out your hands to help them. Nowadays, so many people read the Bible verses every day, and they read in one chapter of the Bible, and they are so pleased when they got the perfect score. However, among those people, there are people, you know, who cheat. You know, those who are not, you know, who didn't memorize, you know, those Bible verses. Who got only the 50%. Now, you have to equally pleased with those who got the, you know, half of the perfect score. And you have to understand and you have to rejoice together with him because he is making an effort to get the perfect score. Are you only pleased with those who got the perfect score, but you don't do that with those, you know, who didn't, you know, get the perfect score? You should be pleased with those who are making an effort to memorize all those verses, and you have to help them to memorize better. There are courses on the way. You have to look at them with hope and faith until they reach some point. No, they may show off certain things. then you should be able to wait until they completely fill that gap.
Listen,
you used to have someone who used to speak ill of you, who didn't become one with you. So you tried to dislike him, you tried to avoid him. But nowadays, you have to change that thought. You should try to understand him better. You should try to be with him more. With the love of the Lord, with the love of the shepherd. Instead of judging him, saying that he always hurts others' heart. You have to understand, he came up with those in harsh language because what I spoke in hurt his heart. So you have to consider his situation. You have to try to be careful more with him. And you try to rejoice together with him. Now, two workers prayed with tears. Now, one prayed like this. Father God, I'm sure of this, so I couldn't come into spirit. Please, fill me with the spiritual things so that I can become a man of spirit. I'm so short of love. I didn't grow up with full of love in my family. So I'm so short of love. So please fill my heart with love so that I can become a man of spirit. He prayed all the time with tears. His prayer was so desperate. Now there is another prayer. There is a prayer of another worker. He prayed like this, Father God, please help many workers and members come to Rock of Faith and Spirit and Whole Spirit and become pleasure to the shepherd. I'm sorry for not having been able to help them and encourage them. Please help me to take care of them more, to pray more, so that they could come into Rock of Faith and Spirit and Holy Spirit. Please give me strength so that I can help them. Now you have to remember what kind of prayer you give to Father God. Of course, we have to pray. We have to pray to Father God until we get rid of fleshly thought from our heart. But at the same time, you have to pray for others who need your help. Those who could come into better levels of faith, but who couldn't come because they didn't receive any help. You have to share hearts with them. You have to understand them. You have to help them. We grew up seeking for our own benefit. But as we studied the truth, we have to know, we came to know that we have to change our heart. We have to think of other situation. We have to seek for others' benefit. We have to take care of others around me. We have to help each other. We have to take care of each other. Even if we see some evilness of others, we have to think, we have to practice so that we can understand their situation. Someone said, this one pokes in others' heart because he was hurt in his heart. But I met senior pastor in my dream last December. When I asked senior pastor to look at him, senior pastor looked at someone else. Senior pastor ignored him. Next year, and then he kept, ignoring him. Now, he changed. He listened to the original voice. Now, he completely changed. Now, he serves everyone that he sees. His attitude has changed. Just overnight, he's changed. He serves others. He shares hearts with others. He deals with people with warm heart. He repented because he changed. The senior pastor came to my heart, he touched my heart, he told me what I should do, what I have to practice. Many people testify like this. so that, you know, they could, you know, circumcise their heart and to be sanctified. Now, third, we have to think in the sight of Father God. Now, there is a verse that I have to, that I recently received grace. Servant doesn't have any opinion. Servant only does and serves his master. Is it for only servant of God? Thank you for not saying amen. We all have to be like this. We should say, I'm a servant. I have no idea. I have no my own opinion. I will just follow your opinion. I will just do whatever you ask me to do. This applies to everyone who comes to Spirit and Holy Spirit. Servant doesn't have any opinion. He always obeys his master. It's not important whether something is in accordance with his idea or not. Servant always serves his master. Luke 17, verse 7 to 10, our Lord said like this, which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat? But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink? He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. Many people think, when something is in accordance with their thought, they think that they got to do that. But when something is not in accordance with their thought, they would not try to do that. Let's say someone is good at memorizing, and that man is saying, we have to memorize this verse. But he is not good at volunteering works. Then you know what? Volunteering works is something that we can do later. Well, what does he have to do to change? He has to volunteer all the time. Instead of doing what he's good at, he must be able to do what he's not good at. I am active and I'm positive. When some people positive, then hey, people should be like that. But when he sees some people who are shy, well, he should change his characteristic. You should not judge others based on the standard that your own. You should be able to understand others' heart, whether how much they love Father God and the Shepherd and the Lord. Instead of, people, boasting of themselves, you should be able to see their passion and enthusiasm. You have to know whether they are in accordance with the truth, whether they are on the side of Father God, not on your side. It is not important whether they are on your side. The more important thing is whether they are on Father God's side. In order to have your faith grow up, you have to forget what you are good at. You have to remember what you are not good at. Some members got shocked when their levels of faith were revealed. Because he remembered what they did good, but they didn't remember what they didn't do right. You have to remember what you are short of. That way you can change yourself. Well, that's what you did in last year. I prayed, and I was so faithful, but your name was not called. Your level of faith didn't reach the rack of faith. Then you should know there must be something wrong with you or faith. And you have to humble yourself. Because you should realize that you didn't look at the things from the viewpoint of Father God. I thought I was faithful. I thought I was diligent. But to the eyes of Father God, I was not. You have to understand. You have to figure out what you have done like this. Because during the prayer, if you pray fervently, Father God will let you know like this. I felt so sad when I came to know someone. I have known her for the last 20 years. I thought she was always good to me. But later on, I figured out that she always just pretended as if she just served me good. But she was full of envy and jealousy. She just pretended, even though she had, you know, envy and jealousy in her heart. She hid such stuff to me. If I knew it, I would have prayed for her. She had her own standard. If now, someone says, when you use your money, you have to use your money wisely like this. Then you know what? She has to accept that advice and she has to try change herself. But instead, she says, she doesn't you know, talk to me right. She doesn't talk to me kindly. She just has ill feelings against her. Well, since, you know, she points me like that, you know, she doesn't, you know, reach the rock of faith. She accumulates evil in her heart like that. When someone speaks the truth to you, and if your heart is hurt, it means there is untruth in your heart. You have to realize this. You have to understand this. You should be thankful for the fact that you were hurt when you heard the truth. And you have to change yourself. You have to humble yourself down. Instead of, you know, judging others, you should know what you are short of. And you have to get rid of it. You have to feel it. In 2013, Manmin Church has changed. It's very strange. Nowadays, all of our members say, yes, that's right. Yes, you're right. Well, you know what? When I said something last year to someone, they used to say, well, I did that because they made an excuse. But you know what? Nowadays, when I point them, they say, that's right, you're right. I did wrong. They become humble. They became humble like this. Now, an elder went to a market. And then he bought, you know, some snacks for the member that he met. And then the elder's daughter said, elder, it is good, you know, to buy, you know, some snacks for her, but you don't know whether she likes gum. We don't know if she likes that in the specific, you know, snacks. Then the elder realized that, that's right, my daughter is right. I just did what I liked. I should do something thinking of others' viewpoint. I have to see whether they like it or not, and I have to give what they like. He was so thankful for being able to realize that. Nowadays, our Mami members changed like this in year 2013. After you changed by the original voice the senior pastor gave out. And we pray every night in Daniel prayer meeting. We always have to think that whether my thought is applied to Father God's will, whether Father God is pleased with my idea.
When truth fills our heart, we become sensitive. We do not miss any trivial thing. We look at things with the microscope, and we can see things with the telescope. We can see things better, clearer. You know, I have not the keen, characteristics, but they don't say like that. I am so short of truth. I just had, truth as knowledge. So I wasn't able to, find what I was short of. Now I am going to find and I'm going to fill it up. You have to find even the trivial thing that you are missing, and you have to fill your heart with truth so that you can understand deep heart and love of Father God. Once I thought like this. If Father God gives you assignment, you have to pray until your sweat drops to the ground as if you were blood. Okay, this is the way to spirit and whole spirit. But you sweat, but it didn't become blood. Then you may think, well, this is assignment. Oh, but it doesn't change into blood. Man, I cannot do it. I give up. We used to pray like that. When Father God gave an order to a senior pastor to pray like that, senior pastor prayed always, desperately. Father God, I prayed so hard, but my sweat, even in this cold weather, sweat coming out from my forehead, but it didn't turn into blood. Our Lord prayed with His sweat becoming blood dropping to the ground. But I didn't make it. So sorry, Father God. Next day, He prayed again. I prayed yesterday, but it didn't work. I don't think I can do it. He didn't pray like that. He knelt down before Father God again, and He prayed desperately again. So fervently. Father God, please help me so that the sweat becomes blood. He prayed. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days. Not even missing a day. He prayed like that. In every moment, in every second, he hung on to Father God and he prayed until he found answer from Father God. Until the last day. What Father God wanted was not the blood. Father God wanted the aroma of his prayer. You are so sorry because you didn't make it happen last year. Now you are so desperate nowadays, so you are so pray fervently. Father God, please, I want to get rid of untruth from my heart. I always think in goodness. You hang on to Father God and pray. But when things didn't go well with you, you give up. But nowadays, Father God gives you strength. Angels help you. Whenever you pray, whenever you make an effort, you are given strength. When you try to do something, you are given strength to do it. When you try to get rid of something, now you are able to get rid of it because Father God gives you strength. Even in mountain, senior pastor prays for us desperately to bring down answer from Father God. When I gave the New Year Day service, when senior pastor mentioned about his spiritual training, I listened to him, how he went to, went under the spiritual training. And then while, I was praying during the Daniel prayer meeting, I was, remembering what he said. So he was trying to shoot the bird inside his room with his eyes closed. It's impossible training. But he practiced again and again and again. Now, he can shot. When I When senior pastor explained what kind of spiritual training he was under, when senior pastor explained that when he shot the arrow inside the room, when he saw the arrow blocked by the wall, I could feel his heart. There was Pastor Dong Cho Shin, Pastor Sujin Lee, Pastor my mother on the altar. And they were shedding tears. Why? Because they were sharing heart with the senior pastor. And they could understand senior pastor's heart while he was under the training. Senior pastor didn't think, Father, it is too hard. When does it end? Instead, he thinks, please, Father God, help our members to come into Rock of Faith and Spirit and Holy Spirit, even though he was under such severe spiritual training. Because of his heart, because of his prayer, we are given this period of grace so that we can change until we fill our heart with the truth. Father God gives messages through senior pastor, and that message helps us to increase our faith. That way, our faith has increased. Later on, when we listen to his messages again, we understand different things. Even though senior pastor speaks, when senior pastor gives the same message, as our faith grows up, we feel differently and we understand different things depending on our levels of faith. One day, I made a visit to a member, and there was a cell leader, you know, who had to go to the cell leaders meeting. The title of the cell meeting was in a sacrifice, and then the message body was, you know, people do not want to make sacrifice. You know, they cannot serve others. People should be able to forsake, you know, what their benefit. Then they can make a sacrifice. Then the sale leader, you know, recognized that, you know, why she couldn't sacrifice. So she said later, Pastor, today I did something that I didn't want to do. She changed like this, so I was so happy. Now I talked to Pastor Sujin Lee about it. No, I have a cell leader, and she changed like this. She couldn't, you know, sacrifice herself before, but now she can sacrifice herself. She can even do what she didn't like before. Then, Pastor Sujin Lee said, there is a higher level than that. Do you want to know? And I said, yes, please. She said, the higher level is, even though you are making a sacrifice, you don't realize you are sacrificing. There is such a level. Senior pastor made so many sacrifices until he lost his strength. But he never said, I made this sacrifice, even though he committed such deeds of the flesh. Senior pastor doesn't like think like that. He doesn't even realize whether he is sacrificing. There is such a level. It happens only when you come into Holy Spirit. Those people of Holy Spirit help you a lot to pray fervently, to achieve more, to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. With all their heart that they pray, can you feel them? Can you feel senior pastor praying for you even in the mountain until you change? We remember senior pastor on Sunday. He gives and gives and gives, but he always thinks what to give more. But he doesn't even realize whether he is sacrificing himself. How great is he? There is such a level. We didn't reach the level. But once our level of spirit goes in higher and higher, we can feel that.
You know, I know I have to sacrifice myself, but I don't want to do it. But, you know, I have to sacrifice because it is the truth. You may sacrifice in a level, but later on, when your faith grows up, you may not even realize that you are making a sacrifice. You are just pleased with others changing. So we have to keep going like that. As you come into spirit, you will become more sensitive about yourself so that you can think in Father God's side. Recently, I listened to Senior Pastor's message about the characteristics and in the way of using heart. And then in that message, Senior Pastor said that, you know, the way of characteristics depending on the size of the heart. There are four different type people. There are people who always do more than they can do. Second, there are people who does only they can do. Third, there are people who only do things when they are forced. Fourth, there are people who don't care about their duty. Those who can do more than what they should do are those when their parents told them to, you know, pick up that garbage. They are those who pick up the garbage and at the same time they can empty the garbage can together. They will be pleased. They will be praised by others later on because of their size of their vessel. And they can become strength to others all the time. I was the one who always to do what was given to me, but I didn't care about others. When they asked me to pass me the salt, then I just passed the salt. I didn't pass salt along with the pepper. I didn't look around and take care of others. My size of my heart was not big enough. I have to look around and take care of people with the heart of the shepherd, but I didn't do that. When I listened to the message, I realized it. So I prayed so fervently. Now, as I was praying, I came to have this kind of thought. Well, I listened to this message in 2003. But you know what? I didn't receive grace as much as I do now back then. Then I came up with this kind of thought. What if I listened to this message last year? I may receive some different grace from this message. I may thought, you know, I was doing okay. But since I am ready vessel now, since I am ready to accept this message, well, even though it is the same message delivered by senior pastor, there are some messages that they can be understood only when you come into Holy Spirit. So, depending on the levels of your faith, you may understand different things from the same message. That's what I thought. Then I pray every day. I should pick up not only garbage, but I have to also empty the garbage can too. Please help me to enlarge and extend the size of my heart. I pray like that. Nowadays, wow, I have to cultivate my heart to understand all the messages delivered by senior pastor. Whenever we understand the truth, the will of God, as we listen to the messages, we have to put them into our heart again and again until we cultivate it completely. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9 says, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates."
You have to meditate on the Word of God again and again and again. Just receiving grace from the message once is not enough. You have to remember the message. You have to meditate on that. You have to remember that message during the day when you eat, when you walk, when you lie down. In the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you have to pray with holding on to that message. Then you can understand different things.
Then,
if you used to plant hatred, dislikes, envy, and jealousy into your heart, now, as you listen to the messages, you have to find where those envy and jealousy are, and you have to pull them out, and instead you have to plant truth and goodness and love into your heart. You should be thankful for being able to find those things by the grace of God. You have to pray until you get rid of them together. Whatever you realize during the prayer, you have to put it in your heart, and you have to put it into practice all the time. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Let no man deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise." Only when you get rid of untruths that you planted in the world, you can receive true wisdom that Father God gives to you. You have to look around, you have to help others, you have to put yourself into others' shoes. So many members are praying so fervently during Daniel prayer meeting nowadays. Even in local sanctuaries, they are praying fervently as well, and they repent. Tears. They come before altar, and they repent with tears. I heard that kind of testimonies. The original voice was given. Even though there is an original voice, they can change your free will. It can only given to you when you have an intention to change yourself. Nowadays, whenever I visit members, let's say, if your score is known, there will be more people who are coming into Rock of Faith and Spirit and Holy Spirit. Well, do you think you can come into Rock of Faith if you just wait? No way. If you pray, nowadays, if you pray, you're among 4,000. If you don't pray, I asked them whether if they don't pray, they are out of 4,000, rank 4,000, that they cannot come into Rock of Faith. At least you have to pray to come into the Rock of Faith. You have to pray fervently. So if you pray fervently, at least you can come into the rank 4,000. Nowadays, people do not doze off during the prayer. Now, when you pray even more fervently, that way you can increase your rank among 4,000. So ask yourself how fervently and how desperately you pray nowadays. Pastor, every day I repent. I repent in tears every day. I ask myself, why didn't I understand my husband? Why didn't I understand my son? Why didn't I deal with them more warmly and with more kindly? But now I can deal with them with more heart, with more tender, in a more gentle heart. As you pray and change yourself like this, the original voice will help you more. Let me conclude this message. I heard many testimonies from people. They said, senior pastor appeared in their dreams, and they touched them and what they were short of. And they found many shortages as they prayed. So many people changed as they heard the original voice. They said, it is easier to get rid of sin and evil. Fleshly thought that they couldn't get rid of before, now it's easy to get rid of. Now they receive the strength to pray fervently. They think to themselves why they were holding on to such in the filthy sin. Now they say they hate those things which hinder them from coming into rock of faith. The most important thing is you become so humble. You think of what you are short of all the time. You said you find your true self. You gave up easily before. Nowadays, you don't give up until you pull out its root by the grace of the original voice. And it's easier to pull it out. Your prayer has become more fervent. Well, now there is a individual prayer, prayer for the senior pastor, prayer for receiving the Holy Spirit's strength, prayer for the Canaan Sanctuary. Now, you pray so fervently when you pray for yourself. But for a senior pastor, when you pray for senior pastor, you dozed off. For senior, for Grand Sanctuary, you had idle thoughts. Well, have you ever thought, what would the angels write down? You have to pray even more fervently when you pray for senior pastor. And you have to pray even more fervently when you pray for Canyon Sanctuary. Father, please give me strength. I want to like to change. When you pray like that, you can change. If you, fervorness in your prayer and it cools down as you pray, how can you expect you change? You have to pray more and more fervently, okay? Romans 6, verse 16 says, do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? You should be able to figure out the passage of thought and how it works. And you should be able to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. You have to get rid of untruth from your heart, and you should not take any control from Satan. You always have to understand how the passageway works. Second, you always have to put yourself into others' shoes and understand others. Third, you have to always think on Father God's side. Let's think over the message and pray. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, put your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that in transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart. Drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails and joints and nerves and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. May the light come.
scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases like cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Father, please heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, intestinal cancer, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart and lung diseases, and women diseases, and all kinds of inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see. Let the deaf come to hear. Let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, please let there be no skull left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bones of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, please give them strength to cry out in their prayer and the power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With your fiery words of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their home, family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying Father God. Let them testify about the living God, saying, I met God, I experienced God, I received answer from God and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.